T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we don't have a ton of time, so I want to get right to Dan Haar because, you know, he's the guy I wanted to go to when it comes, of course, from Hearst Media, when it comes to this question. Because, you know, you talk to someone who's not a columnist and then may be reticent to give their opinion on this. First of all, Dan, Happy New Year. How are you?
Great. Great to be here. Is it still Happy New Year?
I do it to somebody who I haven't spoken to in the new year, so that's sort of my personal policy. So I don't think I've spoken to you since the holidays, so that's what I do.
But we have not, and we'll go with it. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Listen, I don't know why I thought of you, but, all these proposals from the governor on guns, and I'm just curious, like, if you think that, I know they have to lay down proposals for, you know, the budget and the legislative session, but I just feel like he's starting to do or trying to make an effort to do some legacy building here because he's so, like, the calendar flipped to the new year and he's got like 3 sets of proposals.
Is the third gun proposal out yet?
No, it's not out, but they've said very clearly it's coming, so there will be 3.
Yes. What do you suppose it's going to be? The first one was community. The second one was mass shooting prevention. I guess schools.
I guess school safety is possibly maybe something with gun buybacks. I mean, I haven't gotten anything tipped off to me from the governor's office, but it's clear as day that this is a massive priority for the administration.
It's a bit risky for him to try to build a legacy on this because last year, you may recall, he proposed state licensing for gun dealers and other things that got killed. He also has talked about confiscation of military-style weapons that were grandfathered in, but he knows he can't get that passed, so he didn't propose it in either round. So some of the more significant measures in these two proposals could end up, on the cutting block, because while there is general support for gun safety in the legislature, certainly especially among Democrats, it's not the level of passion that some legislators feel. I shouldn't say not the level of passion because they do feel it, but there's a sense among some legislators that we've done an awful lot.
Right.
And there's a lot there, and there's a lot to work with already.
So why is he being so aggressive on this?
Nobody knows. That's the question. It's not. There hasn't been a lot of writing politically about why he's doing it, because you don't question somebody's motives in the state of Connecticut in following a year like we had nationally in 2022 in respect to mass shootings, and a year in which homicides increased, even though violent crime is generally down, homicides are generally up since the pandemic. So it's not, I shouldn't say you don't question, that's our job to question, but it's not automatically a question, why are you doing this, when the answer is the events of the world are causing this. You give him credit, you have to give him some credit for wanting, and he said this at the second press conference, he said, it's easy to get a coalition together if there's a tragedy. We want to do this before there's a tragedy.
Yeah, well, that's why this issue of legacy building in my mind, because, we know Newtown was in our state, and it's a signature issue for a lot of people. We're talking with Dan Haar from Hearst Media here on Brian and Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. One thing I wanted to ask you, you talked about something he proposed that got killed at the state capitol in the legislative session. So, his relationship with Democrats at the Capitol, it's not like he has there's a rubber stamp. Just sort of tell people how that works with the governor, what he wants to do. He can't just say, this is what I want to do, and he'll get, the senators and reps to fall into lockstep.
Well, that's right. There are 2 or 3 aspects of that relationship. The first is you go all the way back to, if you go to Governor Rell, she came from the legislature, so she was from the legislature. And she may or may not, depending on, she was obviously in the minority party as governor. So it was harder for her to get things through for that reason. But the first aspect is, are you from the legislature? Do you understand how it works deeply? And do you still have old ties there? And the second is, are you going to be a Dan Malloy who's not from the legislature, but he's just simply wouldn't let up, right? He was, you know, the most relentless human. And you speak of legacy. I ran into the former governor at the inauguration, and I said, you know, I just did a story about governors' legacies and big picture ideas. And I mentioned all the governors and the ideas they had. And I said, well, you know, couple for Weicker, he had the income tax. Rell had the electoral reforms. Roland had the six-pillar economic project and the construction everywhere. And I said, I mentioned six that you had. And he looks at me and he says, only six? You know? But that's a special type of personality. Yeah. And Lamont is not going to be quite that ruthlessly relentless.
Yeah, we're talking with Dan Haar from Hearst Media. We only have about a minute left. I know you did the initial launch of you know, recreational marijuana here. Did you learn anything from the experience of, you know, like the numbers, the dollars, or just the launch of it here in Connecticut that you might want to share?
Well, the launch is always a little bit difficult. In this case, the difficulty is in Massachusetts, they had long lines at retail, and there was much more demand than they could satisfy. Here, the difficulty is there isn't quite as much supply as the seven stores can offer. They are very efficient at getting people in and out of the building, but they don't quite have the supply, so prices are a little high. I would not be alarmed at that. It's not a high-priced commodity, cannabis. When used in even remotely moderate amounts, it's way less expensive than most forms of alcohol. So it's not an alarming problem, but it's something that people are complaining about. So it's, you know, there's always going to be a bug. I do think we need to be careful about overuse. There's no question about it. It's you know, it's a problem in society.
Yeah, and
we're dealing with that.
And the kids and the driving. Those are the two major elements, I think, for concern. Listen, Dan, we got to get you in studio again. We'll set something up for later in the winter, early in the spring.
Appreciate it. Happy February.
Thanks. You too. Dan Haar, the great Dan Haar from Hearst Media, joining us here on Brian & Company and WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.